So I'd make you all do an experiment and untuck your tzitzis and see what the material, what type of material it is. So mine says 100% cotton. I'd imagine many of yours says the same, unless you look really fat and you've got this big bulky wool tzitzis. So the
racing stripe.
On a what?
The black, the woolly
one. Right, exactly. Unless you've got like the racing stripe, the black. Oh, wool, that's 100% wool. Perfect.
So yeah, now it's, like, it's a wool that's designed to be like cotton, soft like cotton.
Okay, soft like cotton. The question is, mine says 100% cotton. Many say 100% cotton, most likely. The question is that permitted? Or do we all have to wear wool tzitzis? So the Gemara Menachos discusses two opinions, whether a beged, you know, the garment itself, which I'm going to use just to get the nomenclature correct. When I say the beged, I mean the actual tzitzis, the cloth part, whatever, the cloth part that you're wearing on your body. And when I use the word tzitzis, I mean the strings itself. So for beged versus tzitzis. So the Gemara Menachos says when the beged, whether a beged is allowed to be made out of a different material. In other words, if you have a non-wool or a non-linen beged, is that chayav in tzitzis de araisa or de rabbanan? The first opinion is Rava. Rava says, the pasuk says, haknaf, which means that the garment must be the same material as the tzitzis. We have another pasuk which says tzemeru pishtim, and it has to be wool or linen. Says Rava, how do you reconcile this? It means that if the tzitzis are wool and linen, the garment, the beged, could be whatever material you want. But if the tzitzis is any other material, it has to be the same, the garment and the tzitzis, the same material. But what you see from Rava, opinion number one, is that a garment can be any material to be chayv in tzitzis to araisa. So in other words, you have a we'll leave nylon out for a minute, because nylon may be weird. Synthetic may be different. But cotton beged, according to Rava, is totally chayv in tzitzis to araisa. So if it doesn't make a difference, you have a cotton beged, that's a perfect beged for tzitzis. Says of Nachman, no, the pasuk in the Torah, when it says beged, only means wool and linen mid araisa. So therefore, if you want to be chayv in tzitzis araisa, your beged must be wool or linen. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch says, ein chayv b'tzitzis min haTorah el beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. Unless you have a beged, which is linen or wool from a sheep, yeah, then it's not chayav d'oraisa, unless it's those two materials. Avo beged shar minim. So in other words, cotton ain chayavin betzitzis ela midrabanan. So in other words, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you are wearing a cotton beged, 100% cotton, like my tzitzis say, I'm only chayav in tzitzis d'rabanan. I'm not fulfilling a d'oraisa mitzvah when I wear my tzitzis. Says the Rama, v'yesh omrim, some say, no matter what type of the garment is made of, it's the araisa v'hachi helchasa. So Ashkenazim versus Svardim. Svardim say, must be wool. Ashkenazim seem to say, it's fine, any beged would be permitted, would be the fulfillment of the mitzvah d'araisa of tzitzis. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, hey, those Svardim are better, says the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'yarei shamayim, if you're really God-fearing Jew, yach miralatzmo, you'll be strict, lachush l'dei rishona, to be like the Svard, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, v'yaset talis tzel tzemer, you have a woolen talis, k'dei sheyischayev b'tzitzis min haTorah l'kloy alma, v'nachon sheyaset bein talis gadol, bein talis katon shel tzemer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're really a God-fearing Jew, your beged will say wool, tzitzis, whether it's the undergarment tzitzis, or whether it's your talis gadol, it should all be wool. I hate to scare you. That's reason number one, why you have to have wool. Reason number two, why you gotta have wool, is nowadays we don't have tcheles. And if we don't have tcheles nowadays, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Abach Kosev, some say that if you're going to have the strings are going to be wool, which they are, the beged itself needs to be wool as well, because otherwise you're going to run into problems. Maybe you're going to, God forbid, have a linen beged and wool tzitzis. that's shatnez. But shatnez is fine if you have tcheles. But if you don't have tcheles nowadays, so it's not the full fulfillment of tzitzis, there's no heter to have shatnez. So if you have wool strings, which all our strings are wool, and your beged is linen or cotton, which may get confused with linen, or that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains, then you're going to run into problems. Therefore, says the Bach, you know how to solve all the problems? Wool tzitzis and wool beged. Reason number two, why to have wool beged. So we have two reasons. Reason number one, so you could fulfill mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis according to Shulchan Aruch. Reason number two, because if you have some other material for the beged, it's going to get confused possibly with linen. You could run into a shatnez problem. Don't have any other material, implies the Mishnah Berurah, for your beged. I hate to scare you. I mean, mine also says 100% cotton. So we need help. We need a lot of help. So how are we going to get out of this? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, yeah, that was for the Yarei Shamayim. For the good Jews, they wear wool. But what do us bad Jews do? Say the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, the minug is the minug of us dopes, says the Mishnah Berurah. Find an exact lashon. He doesn't say the word dope, of course, but he says that the minug is, you know, find the exact lashon. He says, the nebulous olam. The us who don't are not Yarei Shamayims, we're olam. Noagin lasis tzitzis so semer with sharminim. Even if our strings are wool, our beged could be another material like cotton. Okay, we're not a Yarei Shamayim. So how are we going to get out of this? How do we become Yarei Shamayims and have cotton begadim? So what's the heter? So comes along with Dirsha Mishnah Berurah, and it cites, and Piskei Tshuva cites it as well, the famous opinion of the Gra that the Mishnah Berurah alludes to as well. The Vilna Gaon did not have wool beged. Doesn't say what material he had. Let's assume it's something like cotton. So he had cotton beged. Cotton beged, wool strings. Hello, that flies in the face of everything we've seen. So I've got four reasons to help out the Gra. Not that he needs my help, but four reasons why everyone explains the Gra and the Chaznish as well had a cotton beged. So reason number one is to show everyone that cotton begadim are also chayiv in tzitzis d'oraisa according to Ashkenazim. Yes, there may be problems with it, but just know, don't think if you have a regular cotton beged, you don't have to string strings to it. So therefore, to show people that cotton beged is chayiv in tzitzis as well, so the Chaznish went out of his way to wear a cotton beged. Reason number one. Rav Shmuel Salan says the reason why the Gra did this is because the Gra wore a talis gadol of wool all day. All day he had an outer garment of a talis of wool. That fulfilled the d'oraisa mitzvah tzitzis. So he wore a cotton undergarment of tzitzis to fulfill the d'rabbanan mitzvah of tzitzis. Because he wanted to be mechayev a d'oraisa and fulfill the d'rabbanan as well. So his outer garment was wool. His inner one was cotton. It's a little bit hard to understand because
he had two woolen garments. Would he be yotzei mitzvah twice with d'oraisa?
That was what you took the words out of my mouth. I would have thought so. Obviously, Rav Shmuel Salant didn't explain the Gra thought not that way. I don't know. He wanted to somehow show d'oraisa d'rabbanan is better than to show two d'oraisas. I'm as confused as you are. Reason number three is Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He says, listen to this lumdus. You want something out of the shir. This is geschmack. Rav Chaim says, because the Vilna Gaon wore a linen garment, not tzitzis, as an undershirt. And he was afraid if he put a wool garment of tzitzis on top of his undershirt, it would be kalayim. They would be mixing together. One's on top of the other one. It's not mixing. Answer is, do you need to take off one to get to the other one? You bet, because one's on top of the other one, right? If I'm wearing an undershirt of linen and tzitzis, a garment of tzitzis of wool on top of it, they're like mixing together. Wool and linen are mixing. It's not even tzitzis because the undershirt is not tzitzis. So he says, therefore, the Vilna Gaon refused to wear a woolen beged of tzitzis, a wool beged, because it was going to mix with his linen undershirt and it would be kalayim. Reason number three. Reason number four, says the Piskei Tshuvos, why the Gra didn't wear a wool beged is because he felt that the wool ones get ruined quickly and at some point you're going to accidentally be wearing a wool beged, which doesn't have the, I guess the beged rips, and you're not going to be able to wear it. So he said it's much safer to wear a cotton garment with the tzitzis, and that would be better. Four reasons why the Vilna Gaon did not do it, and that's what the Minhag HaOlam does. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein. Nice. It's a nice idea for the Vilna Gaon. Nice idea for Chaim Kanievsky. Practically speaking, says Rav Moshe, you should wear a wool garment. And he says,
what do you think?
And he comes along, says Rav Moshe, because the Gemara Menachos says that when God gets angry, who does he attack? People don't wear tzitzis properly. Now, usually that would be assumed someone's not really wearing the tzitzis correctly. Here he's saying, even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, says Rav Moshe, in the optimal way, even though you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're going to get punished. So says Rav Moshe, why play games? Better to wear a wool beged, even in the summer. Comes along Rav Sternbach and says, yeah, even in the summer, you should wear a wool beged. Says Rav Sternbach, I'll end with this question. A wool beged in the summer, you're going to hate your tzitzis. Are you benefiting from your tzitzis at all? And if you don't benefit from the garment, if it's detrimental to you, then it's not a garment. A garment that doesn't benefit you is not a garment. So it's yotze scharo befsedo. You think you're so frum, you're wearing a wool garment in the summer. It's uncomfortable. So now you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzit at all because it's not a garment anymore because it's just a nuisance, not a garment. Says Rav Sternbach, I'm going to get you out of it. Is it still fundamentally a garment? Yes. Is it still protecting you? Yeah.
Why do you think a lot of those people wear their wool beged on top of their white shirt?
I don't know. What's pshat?
It's much more comfortable.
I hear that. So he says, if Sternberg says, even if it's uncomfortable for you, it's still a garment. Okay, so you're not actually getting benefit from it. You're getting the benefit of doing the mitzvah properly, says Rav Sternbach, and therefore it is a benefit for you. Upshot is, I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I told my wife, she looked at me like I was crazy, but I think you really should wear a wool garment. I really think that it's, ideally, it's better to wear a wool tzitzis. I don't, I probably should, but I told my wife, maybe I should go buy one. Yeah, you do. You're very... Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to weigh me down. It's going to add 20 pounds to me.
No,
but
no,
it's, right. I mean, you're right. If you get a good one, that's really, you really should. It's most poskim say wool tzitzis are much more, much prevalent. Emotion especially. The heter is, you have the chaznish and the Vilna Gaon to rely upon if you don't. So you're in good shape if you don't as well. Shkoyach.